Mecca became a station for these northbound caravans. It was conveniently located in the centre of the Hejaz, and even though it was built on solid rock, which made agriculture impossible there, settlement was feasible because of an underground water source that the Arabs called Zamzam. The discovery of this seemingly miraculous spring in such an arid region had probably made the site holy to the Bedouin long before the development of a city in Mecca. It attracted pilgrims from all over Arabia, and the Kaaba, a cube-shaped granite building of considerable antiquity, may originally have housed the sacred utensils of the Zamzam cult. During the 5th and 6th centuries, the spring and this sanctuary, or Haram, were controlled by a succession of different nomadic tribes: Juham, Kuza'a, and finally, in the early 6th century, by the Quraysh, Muhammad's tribe, who drove out their predecessors and were the first to construct permanent buildings around the Kaaba. The founding father of the Quraysh was Qusay ibn Kilab, who had brought together a number of previously warring clans that were loosely related by blood and marriage and formed this new tribe, just as Mecca was becoming a popular centre for long-distance trade. The name Quraysh may have been derived from takarush, or accumulation or gaining. Unlike the Juham and Kuza'a, who had not been able to abandon Badua, they acquired a capital surplus that made settled life possible. First, they managed to secure a monopoly of the north-south trade so that they alone were allowed to service the foreign caravans. They were also able to control the mercantile activity within Arabia that had been stimulated by the influx of international commerce.